Now that you have a solid framework for understanding what hydrologic factors affect flash flooding, let's return to our movie trivia question at the beginning of this module. Remember that we wanted to know which of these movie scenes illustrated where hydrology played a major role in causing flash flooding and ultimately affecting the outcome of the movie plot. Ready for the answer? If you chose the Isengard scene from Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, you are correct. In this iconic scene, hydrology actually played a major role if you think about it. Recent removal of vegetation and deforestation across Isengard acted to reduce infiltration rates drastically. Burn scars across the region from burning of vegetation resulted in water-repellent soils and reduced infiltration capacity. Recent expansion of impermeable urban surfaces for evil purposes resulted in an increased runoff rate and magnitude. Lastly, Isengard is located within a very steep and small basin, which further increases the flash flood threat. Putting all of these factors together, it's no surprise that severe flash flooding occurred when Treebeard and his fellow colleagues broke the dam upstream. One could say that hydrology played a major role here in the turn of the tide for the Battle of Middle-earth. As for the iconic singing in the rain scene, while urbanization definitely increased the flash flood potential there, Bing Crosby wrapped up his solo before things got to flash flood emergency level, so that one is out. Lion King didn't quite make the cut because the drought and resulting widespread dry soils brought on by Mufasa's reign actually helped to absorb all of the rain that fell upon Simba's return, preventing widespread flash flooding and allowing for a smoothish transition of power between the two. Okay, now that I've hopefully got your attention, let's summarize everything we've learned so far so that you can be prepared for the final quiz.